Rockfordians recently rejected home rule for two distinct yet related reasons. First, there was a lack of trust. A yes vote required a profession of faith that officials would not misuse or exceed the authority granted. That faith evidently did not exist. That should not have been surprising. Almost all regional referenda failed. Citizens voted instead to consolidate government offices and restrain taxes. This, in turn, should not have been surprising. By every measure we have, it is disturbingly evident that Americans have almost never felt and expressed such distrust, nay, contempt, for government. We live in a deeply hostile environment for any request that citizens trust government officials. The referendum failed for a second, equally disturbing reason. In precincts populated by wealthier, more successful citizens, the referendum generally polled well. That vote was more than offset by the negative response from lower-income working-class neighborhoods. Rockford remains, to some degree, both a divided and struggling city. It is divided between citizens who are doing well and those who are still struggling to find their way to prosperity. These fellow citizens apparently did not believe that under current conditions they could take a chance on the referendum. To citizens who view themselves as living on the margin, a request that they risk some of their limited resources is a daunting risk to take. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.